now join the Dino Pitch already in progress.
Gary, I am telling you, it's the gift cardigan.
Brayden, I don't get it.
Look, no one likes carrying around gift cards, right? And everyone loves cardigans. So you simply swipe your gift cardigan at the checkout. And then...
That's the part I don't get. Like, how do you swipe a cardigan?
Well, how the hell do you scope a throat, huh? How do you shave a cave? Don't tell me this doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, it doesn't, you know? I mean, it's just like the same way Backpacula doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
Don't bring Backpacula into this.
I know.
He's my friend and yours.
I know. I'm sorry. I just, you're being pretty hostile.
I'm sorry too, Gary. I didn't get very much sleep last night.
Was something the matter? Why didn't you get that much sleep?
Well, I went to the bathroom and I peed all over the floor in the dark, and I spent the whole night awake worrying about how I'm going to clean it up in the morning.
You know, this is going to seem strange, Brayden, but that actually gives me an idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not too tender, you know, over the gift card again, you know, maybe I could just kind of casually pitch within a pitch.
Is this the Euromop?
No. I thought about the Euromop, but then I also thought about the mop, and then the redundancy is what made me not want to do the Euromop.
I
mean, I guess there's something to be said for a special mop that has special urine fighting enzymes or something like that. And maybe that's an idea for another day. But what if I told you that I have come up with one invention that will make the Euromop entirely obsolete?
I'm listening.
All right. Well, how many times, other than one, so we've already got one time, how many times has this happened to you?
5 plus this one.
Okay. So it's the middle of the night. You get up, you got to pee. But one of the you know, nobody, to me, turning on the light after you're sleeping in the bathroom is the visual equivalent of drinking orange juice right after you brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so unpleasant, rather.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, you don't want to just turn on the light because your eyes are all used to the comfortable dark seas, and, you know, you just want to go back to sleep, and, you know, if you just, like, splash this light in your eye. I mean, cops do it all the time. They're like, wake up criminals, and they throw a light at them.
Right.
You know, it's not something you want to do. So you want to be able to pee in the dark. However, and once you get to the, you know, at a certain point it becomes okay because you can follow your ears. You get your stream of urine going, and once you get that telltale water sound, you know you're in the right place, or that slightly less telltale porcelain sound.
Sure, yeah.
But getting there is kind of hard, you know? Like, it's not that big of a space you have to pee in, you know, yeah. And it's totally dark. You know, as humans, we're very visual creatures. So I was thinking, you know, in today, I want to use the same technology that today's brave fighting penises that are attached to the brave fighting men across the brave fighting sea use. And the idea was tracer rounds. Do you know what a tracer round is?
No, what's a tracer round, Gary?
Well, in order to see which way you're shooting, every 10th bullet is somehow glowy.
Oh.
I think is the word they use for it. Yeah, they're phosphorescent.
Okay.
As they're discharged from the barrel of the gun, they take on a Hephaestus's furnace of sparks from the ancient Greek myths of old, and they glow on their way to their target. And because you're firing bullets so fast, they only need to do every 10th one glows, and you can see exactly where you're shooting.
Sure.
You know? So what if I told you that there was a chemical you could ingest that will take every 10th ounce of your urine and make it glow in a similar fashion?
Wow. That sounds like that could potentially be helpful.
I mean, you could always see where you're peeing, no matter how light it is.
Now, with this chemical, is it like I drink it once and it lasts forever, or how does that work?
It does have a not unradioactive half-life of about 100 years, so you just drink it once.
Oh, okay, great.
So, yeah, and there's some other applications for it as well.
Okay.
One thing that I, let's say, you know, we've talked a lot tonight about what it takes to take a piss in the middle of the night. Well, let's say you have to blast the dookie, and it's the middle of the night, which I hate that. But you're going to be in there for a little while, and it can get bored if you just do it in the dark. Like, so aim isn't a problem, but light is a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
So I ask you, have you ever blasted a dookie and not peed as well?
Maybe a few times, yeah, but not often.
Not often. It's a pretty good average. Mm-hmm. So you can actually use this flashlight to read by. It's that bright.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of angle yourself, put a little pee in the bowl, mm-hmm. and then you let that light shine up from in between your legs.
Right, and then just kind of hold the book. I mean, you can't see it, but I'm doing a position.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, and you can also, I mean, if that's not bright enough for you, you can also, if you can time it out, you know, if you pee enough to get 9 ounces out, and this takes some practice.
Yeah.
But to get 9 ounces out, and you know the 10th one is going to be the tracer round of the splashlight. You can just kind of line the tip of the bowl with some of it. And that'll illuminate the room.
Yeah, that'll keep it there until the next flush.
Mm-hmm. Well, until you wipe it up, because you can put it right on the lip.
Oh, you're saying right on the ledge. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you know, depending on how much, I mean, at that point, you know, you're making a choice, and if it's more important to you to read comfortably than to you know, avoid having to mop up pee, you can just kind of let that 10th ounce go and just kind of get the wall across from you, and then later get the Euromop.
Okay, now, what do you call this thing, Gary?
It's called the splashlight.
The splashlight.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, I had the idea, and my lovely wife came up with the name for it.
And she has the same problem.
Yes, it's a little weird, but she does. What she does is she kind of starts sitting down, but she just kind of hovers and yeah. hopes that she's hovering over the toilet. But sometimes she's just hovering over the sink, hovering over the litter box, hovering over our plunger, our toilet right. brush.
Because I know your wife has that weird kind of, I don't know what to call it, kind of a mental anomaly where if she has to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, she assumes whatever bathroom she's going to is a public bathroom. So she doesn't want to sit down. She wants to hover.
Right, right. I mean, she kind of forgets where she is or she's sleeping.
Yeah.
Or if she's in, like, somebody else's house. Happens all the time in hotels.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
She's peed in a couple of ice boxes at hotels.
Yeah.
You know, because if you were at a public bathroom and it had an ice machine, like, tell me you wouldn't pee in it.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
Tell me, okay.
Because I've done it.
Okay. And because it's, you know, there's a reason why people put ice in urinals.
Presumably. I actually don't know what that reason is.
I think that the idea is that it cools down the air so the air doesn't rise as much. And then you don't get so much stankins.
Yeah, that could make sense.
That's my guess. So if you pee in an ice machine, it's like peeing in, like, the world's biggest ice of urinals.
You're right.
Yes.
That's okay, so I take this chemical. I drink this chemical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just it comes...
flashlight chemical.
Mm-hmm. It comes in several easy-to-swallow ounces.
Okay. And does it have different flavors?
Yeah, it's got some different flavors. Now the natural version, the unflavored version, we went with the traditional medicine route and made it anise. Yeah, pretty gross, right? But there's just, for some reason, whenever you make medicine, you have to make the first flavor really gross, and then you can start doing the kiddie flavors.
Like cherry and fruit punch?
But we have fun names for them. We want to appeal to kids, because, as we all know, kids are the ones who primarily pee all over the floor. I mean, kids will pee on anything.
Right, and I mean, if you can get it when they're really young, then
right,
it'll last them a lifetime.
Yeah, and they only have to take it, well, yes, yeah, it'll last them for as long as they live. That is a good way to put it. So we've got, for kids, we've got a tactical cherry funhouse and grape undercover off.
Interesting. Very good.
And
I was expecting these flavors to be more like Tutti Pooty or something like that.
Tutti Pooty. Yeah, and, you know, there's definitely room for improvement in our flavor division, because
I think it's great.
They all taste a little bit like licking a battery, but
yeah, so kind of like drinking sparks.
Yeah, it's a little bit like drinking sparks. True story. At work the other day, someone was buying a sparks, and I glanced at the side where it says contains alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and I read it twice, and both times I read it as chocolate. And then only on the third time did I realize that, like, what it actually said. Yeah. But that, I just had that thought about, like, a chocolate malt fruit alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, well, that sounds, I mean, the first half sounds great. Chocolate malt.
Yeah.
Maybe adding some fruit in there would be good, too.
Yeah, chocolate malt beer. That hasn't happened yet.
It's almost there.
Yeah, because they're chocolate beers, but
yeah,
and they're malt beers. It's not chocolate malts. Beers.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, great. All right, so I drink this.
Mm-hmm.
And then how soon does it go into effect?
You know, generally it takes a few pees just to get down to it. But yeah, it's by the time you digest it, your body is already changing. So you're already developing the new organs necessary to create the compound.
I'm sorry, what?
No. So by the time your body digests it, the same way that, you eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
You know, moves through your body. Your body takes in the parts that it wants.
Sure.
Uses them for various purposes. Changes the parts you don't want into waste. You drink a tall, frosty bottle of Splashlight, and your body takes the parts, like, I wouldn't say it wants, but the parts it's going to take, and
yeah,
does the things it needs with it. With the cheeseburger, it extracts the nutrients and general flavoroids and creates a deliciousness.
Okay.
But with these Splashlight, it creates the new organs that are going to be necessary to create a lifetime of a not unradioactive dye in your urine.
So not only do I get a potentially delicious beverage,
mm-hmm,
a lifetime of glow-in-the-dark urine,
mm-hmm,
but also brand new organs?
Bonus organs.
Wow.
It is the bonus organ promise.
That's fantastic, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
I really, pretty much signed me up. What else? What else is there? It seems like you have like a bounty of gifts that come with this. Is there more?
Well, there is an accessory pack.
Oh, really?
That we have. Yeah, you can buy it just kind of in the bottle by itself. But you can also buy a kind of shrink wrap to a pack of accessories that are also inspired by today's fighting military forces.
Okay.
So let's say, you know, another problem that happens. Sometimes you get up to pee. Let's say, somebody's sleeping in the bathroom.
Okay, you know? Yeah.
You know, wild college party movies have taught me anything. Someone ends up sleeping in the bathtub.
Yeah.
But just because you're at a wild college party doesn't mean that you should be inconsiderate.
Right.
So we here at Splashlight think that in that case, you should try to pee as quietly as possible. Now, I don't know if you've spent any time trying to pee quietly, but usually the best bet is to go with the porcelain.
Yeah.
You know, it creates it just kind of a little quieter, a little different in tone. So it's a little quieter, but it's still, you know, still a little ruckusy. So
yeah,
we have a silencer attachment that you can put onto your penis.
Now this is detachable. I mean, you can put it on, take it off whenever you need.
Yeah. I mean, it takes some time, but you can do that.
Sure. Okay.
Because
Gary, I like this idea, but here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am a bit of a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I like to drink the booze. You've heard of this.
Yes, yes.
You've seen it. You've seen it happen.
I've seen the after effects.
Yes. And here, I know when I'm drunk, when I get bored when I'm peeing. That's the indicator to me. And also, that's actually true.
No, that's really true. That's really good. That's really funny indicator of being drunk, but that's very accurate.
Yeah.
All right.
But I also know that if I drink more than that, once I get past that indicator, I will also not be able to tell when I'm done peeing until I stop hearing it. So this is something that I'll need to be able to take off unless I want to just assume I'm done peeing.
Right. Or unless you want to use your eyes because your pee will now be, you know, blindingly phosphorescent.
That's true. I'm just thinking about, you know, a situation where I'm at a urinal, at a bar.
Right. And you don't want to look down at your penis.
Yeah, I don't want to keep pulling back and looking in there just to make sure.
Right.
I guess I could put my hand in there, but
yeah, I mean that's always an option. And I mean, you're going to wash your hands anyway.
Right. Okay. So, well, what else? What else other than the silencer?
So we've got the silencer, but okay. Well, here's a good idea for you because I know that you want to be able to hear it. We also have a sound suppressor, which just faintly mutes the sound. So if you listen very hard, you know, if you're at a crowded rock show, you might not be able to hear it. But you know, it'll instead of like, let's say, you know, this is. Normal pee, is like this, you know. You know, so it's big, you know, crowd of Viking elephants. This,
sure.
You know, coming, you know, marching into the Valhalla graveyard of elephants. And then you put on the silencer and it just... Right?
Yeah,
and then, totally. And then, but you put on the sound suppressor, and you get the equivalent of like.
That's
very pleasant, like something you'd like to hear in the morning.
Right. Well, it doesn't actually change it to that sound. That was just an extended metaphor.
Oh.
But well, that's a good.
Get it to sound like that.
That's a good idea. I think that we should probably partner up with Throatoscope. Because that's kind of a Throatoscope thing. Is it just change the sounds of your urine to be like Viking war songs and Norse Norse hymns?
I'm trying to think of what that would be called.
That's the tricky part with that one.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the packaging of the splashlight that I just ordered and just arrived, mm-hmm. and it says something about a spread shot and wave beam.
Yeah, those are two dispensaries. You know, you've got your ordinary just male penis, and when you peed, it just comes out straight. You know, but inspired by the Nintendo games of my youth, I thought, what are some other things that a bullet trajectory can do?
So you were thinking Contra and Metroid.
Yeah, those are some fun games that do some fun things with guns. And I was just thinking about, like, what kind of fun devices can do some fun things with the urine stream coming out of a fun penis.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought of. I mean, like, what if, you know, your pee and just goes in a boring straight line, but what if you could pee and it would split out into five different streams?
Wow.
Now, it does seem contrary to the purpose of the splashlight, because with five streams, you are all but guaranteed to get urine on your floor. But...
Yeah, but if you're going outside...
Right, you're going outside, you're going in an enemy's house...
You're trying to mark your territory.
You're trying to mark a lot of territory. And you're trying to mark as much territory at once. You're like a one-man crop duster. You can just kind of, like, run forward without your pants, and hopefully it streams behind you, you know?
Sure, yeah.
And the wave beam all ultimately ends up in the same position, but it kind of takes a waggly-googly kind of path there.
Wow.
It both zigs and zags.
This appeals to me on several levels, Gary, because, again... if I am having, you know, I'm a little bladder shy occasionally, you know, mm-hmm. get in there, can't do my business.
Me too, but what if you could show off?
Well, there's that, and then also, I find that it helps to, think about the Konami code in order to get me to urinate. And then also, I refer to my penis as my arm cannon, so.
Well, when you have the spreadshot attachment, you actually have to input the Konami code into your penis in order to use it.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah, it has the plastic and metal device harness that you put onto your penis has the inputs, the correct inputs to put in the Konami code.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, and the thing is, you talk about being bladder shy. I think part of the reason why people get bladder shy is not because that they're shy about, you know, their penis or just not want anything like that. I think that they're shy about how boring their penis and urine is. So if they had an exciting penis that had, you know, lots of metal and straps and leather buckles and everything. And then it also, when they peed, it shot out five streams or their pee kind of waggled. Instead of being like, oh, bro, I'm going to use a stall, they're going to be like, hey, buddy, you know, you ever seen something like this? And then just, you know, kind of motion down.
Yeah. I think that's, you've really hit onto something that the, you know, human beings have needed, because everyone pees the same since the dawn of time, and this is really like the first innovation in personal peeing equipment, and I think that's terrific.
Right, because I mean the thing, I mean you look at some different fields, like look at the field of gum. Like gum has come so far in like the last 10 years. There's so many different kinds of gum that have crazy different flavors, you know. But this most elemental thing, we paid no attention to, like how to make this more exciting.
Right.
You know, most people don't even want to talk about it. But I don't think that's because it's inherently shameful. I think it's just because it is so boring. And
really, I think this proves that there is an opportunity, and that the reason that we have waste is for us to have the opportunity to make improvements on it.
Right. I mean, did you know that in Japanese, they have the same word for waste and opportunity?
I did not know that.
It's waste-tunity.
Waste-tunity. I like it, and I like the splashlight.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, and I think at this point it's probably just intellectually honest to talk about just a couple of the challenges that you'll overcome when you biologically install the splashlight.
Sure.
And you know, there's not a lot of them. I mean, it is permanent. So anybody who does an autopsy on you is gonna do like one of those double takes as soon as they open up your crotch area.
Well, at first, I mean, once this catches on, it'll just
right. The first person who does it's gonna be whoa.
Yeah.
There's also some of the early testing that we've had has said that it feels a little bit like the urine stream is coming out sideways.
Is it just with the splashlight or with any of the attachments?
That's just with the splashlight. The attachments are not do not alter your biology at all. They mostly use it's the same principle that you put like a tip on a hose.
Sure.
It sprays out in a special way. Generally, the silencer actually uses kind of like a weird little staging chamber. Like you pee a little bit into this like staging chamber, and it takes a couple seconds to like prepare, and then dispenses.
Yeah.
It's just with the actual, just the main chemical compound. And so that feeling, if you can imagine, a stream of urine moving out, kind of horizontally instead of, along the X axis instead of the Z, out of the old Pistingler.
Okay.
But I mean, I think that's like, and that's only every 10th ounce. So,
I mean, that's no big deal.
Right, I mean, we have a word, eventually around the compound, we started referring to our product testers as pussies.
Yeah, well, understandable.
Right. I mean, not to abuse them or anything, but, and not to disparage the fine female genitals, which we're working on something for them. Mm-hmm. Because the rare condition that my wife has where she just kind of squats in the air and hopes that it's above a toilet, that's going to take some more... with some complicated, complicated technology.
Sure, yeah.
If she, so, I mean, because the thing, by the time she pees, she'll already be, squatted over the bathtub,
Yeah.
Or like a laundry hamper, heaven forbid, as opposed to a toilet.
All right, anything else?
I think we probably about covered it.
Yeah, because that doesn't seem like a big deal to me. I think it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
You get a frosty beverage. Mm-hmm. You get to pee and glow in the dark. You get a bunch of attachments and free organs that you didn't have before. So
bonus organs.
This is a great deal. What do you have for a price plan on this?
We've been kicking around a couple different options right now, trying to see what the maximum spend ceiling is.
Yeah, you'd think I'd know since I already bought one and had been reading off of the box.
Well, it's obvious that you used Bill Me Later.
I did. I just PayPal everything.
Yeah, just bill me later.
I don't even look at the bills anymore because I'm just sitting on so much money from the Geisenstadt.
Oh, right, yeah,
Emporium.
Warehouse Emporium. That's true. And just why not just bill me later? So I think right now what we're looking at for just the main product itself is a pretty low price of $49.99.
Wow.
And it seems like a lot for a drink, but it is a drink that grants organs.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 100% worth it if you ask me.
And the deluxe model that comes with the either the silencer or the suppressor, because it doesn't come with both, because that would be a little bit redundant.
Yeah.
And then you get to choose between the spread shot and the wave beam. It comes with one of the fun accessories for your urine stream, and that's just an additional $20. So it becomes $79.99.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. And if you do want to get all of them, at that point, once you have the proof of purchase, you can buy the other accessories separately. We have a couple of collectors, completist people who want to do that. A couple of people have tried to add the spread shot onto the tip of their wave beam.
Yeah.
To get the wave spread.
Yeah.
And that actually just kind of creates a big mess.
Yeah. I would imagine. But it might be worth it in the first place.
Right. You can't stop people from trying it.
No. Why would you?
Because, exactly. Innovation is the... first step on the road to success.
Yes.
Yes.
Waste your tunity.
That's what we say. That's what the Japanese say. They have a word for they have a separate word for inspirational message, and their word is innovation is the first step on the road to opportunity.
That seems like a really long word.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not pronouncing it right.
Oh. Okay.
Like the way they pronounce it's like all kinds of wing mong, wing mong.
Very well, man.
All right. Well, you got. Do you think you got anything for us next time, Braden?
Well, I was.
First of all, do you feel a little bit better? I'm sorry to disparage your gift card again.
No, it's okay. It was a really terrible idea. I'll admit it. But, yeah, I think I'll just, you know, use the Euro mop and clean up, and I'm feeling a bit better. But I'm not sure. I was kicking around the idea of the remote boat, which is a little device that you can put your television and stereo remotes into. So in the case of a flood, you'll still be able to use them to change channels.
Okay. So they'd use boat technology to carry remote technology.
That's right.
Okay. I like that. I've definitely, as somebody who's lived through a few floods, like, that could definitely be useful. Mm-hmm. I don't like it when Judge Judy's on and there's a flood. And then it's like you're just stuck watching Judge Judy.
Yeah, I know. And this would solve that problem.
Or like you're just, you know, you're stuck on CD1 in your stereo and you want to switch to CD4.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, one of the big problems is once these devices get underwater, it's really hard to hear them. So you're going to have to turn that volume up.
That's definitely true. Now, and that'd be if you had the let's not blow our load.
Yeah.
On that one, yet. Just yet. But yeah, all right. Well, yeah, this has been productive, as always. Productive in the literal sense of producing.
Agreed.
Yes. All right. Well, yeah, I will talk to you next time. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Braden Cameron.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.